I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. Newly elected Milwaukee Alderwoman Jocasta Zamarripa is currently receiving two salaries from taxpayers, one from the Wisconsin legislature and one from Milwaukee City Hall. Zamarripa, who serves as a Democrat in the Assembly, says she plans to hold both positions until her Assembly term wraps up in January. She says doing so will prevent Republicans from having enough votes to override vetoes by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. There is no local law prohibiting Zamarripa from holding both offices, according to the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. By continuing to serve as both state representative and Milwaukee alderwoman, Zamarripa will receive more than $84,000 in wages over an eight-month period, ending when her assembly term wraps up in January. Zamarripa defended the dual income, saying that collecting two incomes is not unprecedented, and mentioned Republican Representative Todd Novak, who is also the mayor of Dodgeville. She says other men also have held local and state posts.
Yeah, again, I think it's unfair that I'm being criticized or attacked or questioned around this, and these men have gone unchecked and continue to serve. I am representing and working for my community in these two capacities. I'm only wrapping up the term in the state assembly. I find it interesting that the questions would be pointed towards me, a queer Latina, and not these men who have continuously and will continue to go on and represent in two different roles as elected officials. So it's a tough question. I'm offended by the question.
WUWM followed up with State Representative Todd Novak, who is the first openly gay Republican in the legislature, and he strongly questions Zamarripa's ability to serve both the city of Milwaukee and the state.
Jocasta Zamarripa, she just got elected to the city council in Milwaukee, and I mean, there's no way she could balance that and being an assembly, because I know that's like a pretty full-time job.
Novak says the mayor of Dodgeville is a part-time position. As mayor, he receives an annual salary of roughly $7,000. When asked if Zamarripa had plans to donate a portion of her two taxpayer-funded salaries to local charities dedicated to COVID-19 relief, Zamarripa said she had not considered that as an option, but was open to it.
I will definitely look into that. Absolutely. I feel like I have been able to be a little bit more generous.
WUWM is actively following up with other officials who hold both local and state public office. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.